Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter, Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair. Yeah.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
All right, so I'm trying to imagine Joe Frazier ducking Muhammad Ali. I'm trying to imagine Larry Bird load managing in a game against the Lakers and Magic Johnson. Trying to think of Bob Gibson not wanting to pitch to Hank Aaron. That's what I'm thinking about today, guys. And I'll tell you why. Bryson DeChambeau has declined an offer to play with Brooks Koepka in this week's U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. In other words, two of the best players on planet Earth who don't particularly like each other aren't going to play together because DeChambeau, he declined. He doesn't want to play with Brooks Koepka. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me, guys. I mean, why would a great athlete, why would an athlete at the top of his or her game not want to face the best possible competition they could face? Can one of you guys, good morning, could one of you guys answer that for me?
Go ahead and take this one because up in 60 seconds, I'm going to cheap shot Steiny. So go ahead and
okay.
Go ahead and
before I go, I gotta compliment Kyle on his shirt because I want that shirt. People can't see Kyle is fitted today, as they say.
Okay.
But Steiny, as the non-golfer on the program, the only issue I take with what you're saying, and I love it, it's why boxing is dead. Guys run from each other, but really aren't they going at each other still in the sport of golf? As opposed to playing together, they'll still handle business on the scorecard, I guess is where I'm going, Dan Dibley.
Yeah, and the scorecard, it's head-to-head. It's a guy ducking another guy. And actually, I'm not going to take a shot, Steiny. I'm just going to say that it would be like you and Guru ducking me Thursdays at 12:48 in Jeopardy. And you know, credit to both of you, you don't do that. And that's what this would be. If you decided, hey, you know, I'm going to take Thursday off. And I know Nahigi and our boss, Matt Nahigi, and the legend is threatening to come into Jeopardy and try to take on the likes of the three of us. But, you know, pump the brakes, big boss, slow your roll. And that's kind of what this is. DeChambeau has a chance to squash this. Play with Brooks, take a little bit of ribbing, beat Brooks, it all goes away. But instead, and reportedly, his agent now saying, oh, they never contacted us. Well, you could get in front of it and say, we want Brooks. We want to play with Brooks. We want the head-to-head matchup. We want that smoke, but he's not doing that. So it just furthers the Dante Whitner narrative about Bryson DeChambeau.
S-O-F-T.
Yeah, he's S-M-A-R-T, but he's also S-O-F-T.
Yeah, and I know we're talking about golf and two golfers here, but it's pervasive to me in sports. It's absolutely pervasive. And it's almost like today's athlete has such a fear of failure that it would be better to beg off or not participate than lose. You know, there's glory in losing if you try your best and you come up short. There's glory in losing if you accept a challenge but just can't get it done. But everybody today, not everybody, so many athletes today want to take the easy way out. You know what the easy way out is? Load management. That's an easy way out. And it just feels like, I don't know why. I think social media is a big reason why. Because the criticism is just immense right now. But sports is about competition, and yet we're competing less and less and less in sports.
Well, I love my two partners on this show, but you guys have given me grief, and I'm using this as an example. Kevin Durant coming to the Warriors. That was the easy way out. And yet, I got rocks thrown at me, guys, because I wanted a man that I don't know in Kevin Durant to, you know, Americans love the path of least resistance. That we know, but not our athletes. And maybe that's why we've been introduced dibs to super teams, because to me and the cloth I come from, you want to take the most difficult terrain to get to the promised land, not the easy way.
Well, Robert Frost, the road less traveled, and that's basically what they're looking at now. Now I'll take fours after my opening two for my Dante Whitner. I'm looking for a bounce back impersonation, but that's what Kevin Durant did, and I don't fault him for that, quite frankly, because you know, I had the opportunity to join a midday show on this station to play alongside the Steph of middays, you know, guru. Sorry, Steiny, and the Clay. Of middays. Sorry, Steiny. Kyle Madsen. And also the Draymond of middays. Nice job, Spadone. But, and then I also got a chance to play alongside the JaVale Livingston Spates.
Can you give me Iguodala at least?
Okay. Sorry, I was running out of material. But you get my point. I joined a super team as well, so I don't begrudge KD for doing that very thing. But this Brooks, Bryson, set to, it's not even a rumble, it's not even an on-court fracas where Bryson's personal security guard has to come in and jostle Brooks, but this would have been a perfect opportunity for golf fans and non-golf fans. If I told Guru, hey, these two guys who hate each other are playing together Thursday and Friday at the U.S. Open, Guru would tune in.
You're absolutely right, Dibs. And just sticking with DeChambeau for a moment, This is a bad move by him, because he doesn't want to play with Koepka in rounds one or two. Okay, well, I would have tried to nip that in the bud as soon as possible. But if those two guys are atop the leaderboard Saturday or Sunday, they're playing together, and they don't have a choice. So DeChambeau may find himself in that twosome that he doesn't want to be in when all the chips are down now. So I don't understand why you just wouldn't want to compete in golf with this guy in the same threesome as it would be the first two rounds. And but it's also stuff like a player who's getting ready for the NBA draft, and he's going to go, quote-unquote, work out for the Warriors, but he's not going to compete against the other three draft guys who were there. It's about an NFL prospect going to a pro day but not working out. It's like nobody wants the big challenge anymore. Nobody relishes it. And I think it has something to do with the fact that if you don't win in today's society, you are branded a loser on social media. And I think that has really affected a lot of athletes in this generation.
Wow. I'm going to say this to you two gentlemen. I don't disagree with you, Steiny. You make valid points, but I feel like I've grown in this sense. We want DeChambeau for our own selfish reasons to want the smoke, but Dibs, have we not learned any, and I'm just going here, have we not learned anything from Osaka? And maybe there's something going on with him to where if I'm doing my thing, I'll see him the last 2 days of the tournament, obviously. But up until that juncture, we're putting what we want and our expectations in that fight on him when maybe I'm not using this card, but something could be going on to where he's not comfortable with that. But could we be. Are.
Could be. And that ultimately, Goo, is where the line is drawn between sports and entertainment, because he's an athlete and he wants to be the best athlete he can be. And I applaud him for that. He's an incredible golfer. Brooks the same. And the PGA Tour is in great shape now with, you know, 15 to 30 guys who are legit stars in our game. However, it's also entertainment, and nothing would be more entertaining than watching the icy kind of back and forth between Brooks and Bryson, Bryson and Brooks. And memo to Bryson and Brooks and all the golfers, the only reason why you're making $1.6 million for winning a tournament, and the U.S. Open might be closer to two to whoever wins at Torrey this weekend, it's because Tiger Woods, and it's because of his unique story and the fact that he was so entertaining in his own way. Maybe not the most personable golfer ever, but his entertainment value drew so many people to the sport. That's why these guys are reaping millions and millions of dollars. So some of this, you got to kind of swallow it and, you know, take the media attention and know that's part of the reason why you're a millionaire.
And you know what else falls under this category? Ring chasing. Mm. Ring chasers are the worst.
Wow.
Guys who want that ring but don't want to pay the price to get it. I got to tell you, I was really thinking about this last night, and I realized it's one of the things that turns me off about sports. And I think there's a huge umbrella on it. Believe it or not, I think there's a comparison to be made between players not wanting to compete and then leagues who kind of acquiesce to them and make it allowable. Like, why doesn't the NBA have the one and one? All right? It was a staple in basketball. You get fouled on a non-shooting foul. You get one shot at the foul line. If you make it, then you get your second. If you miss it, it's a live ball. There's more pressure on the free throw shooter. But you know what? We don't want to put too much pressure on athletes right now, because if they can't live up to the hype or if they can't win in that situation, apparently the criticism is so great they can't handle it. And maybe that is unfair because the past athletes didn't have to deal with social media. Michael Jordan would just pick up the paper in the morning and see maybe a columnist wrote something about him that he didn't like. But it's... maybe social media is making kind of cowards of us all. And when I say us all, I mean all the, you know, obviously the pro athletes, not me. But I got to tell you, I think it's a big problem in sports. I really do. I really do. And I don't know how to fix it.
I'm with you. And I'll say this, Dibs, these Steph Curry included, I mean, who was it? Draymond that said that he would go at halftime and look on social media to see the Jackals and use that as fire. McGlinchey shared with us not just his professionalism or you know, his rep. He had to go use that vessel, the medium of social media, to get fired up. And where I'm going is the greats that I look up to that are, you know, some still with us, some not, they didn't have to deal. Michael Jordan, Steiny just pointed it out. What a video was around when he was gambling. It's different for these athletes, and maybe that's why, I don't want to say sell out, they'll do whatever it takes to get the chip, even if that's the easy way out.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Am I making any sense out there? Does anybody is anybody in my camp, or am I making too big a deal out of this? Also on the other side, we're going to give away, try to give away $1,000, but I really want to kind of jump into this because there are a lot of other examples of, I don't know, what is it? People who want to take the easy way out. It's all sponsored by Outdoor Supply Hardware. Father's Day is coming, and Outdoor Supply Hardware is celebrating with deals for daddy-os and patios. Visit Osh for Primo Grills, swinging patio sets, tip-top tools, and Papa Perfect gifts. Outdoor Supply Hardware, 12 locations, and at Osh.com.
What's up, guys? It's Brunson.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what do you know? James Harden. Looks like James Harden wants to compete tonight. Let's throw a freaking party. All right, that's a little different because he's got a hamstring injury.
Don't sleep on the hammy, Steiny. I was reffing 8 fourth grade girls' B games, famously, at St. Patrick's about 3 years ago. And Tommy Christensen, who I love, he's about 25 years younger than me and a kid who I used to referee his games. He's watching me ref, and game four, Goo, your boy is going down to call a critical reach foul. And the hammy just popped.
No.
It's a grade one hammy, but I was limping around like I'd been shot by a rifle. Oh. And for the next 3.5 games, your boy was dragging the leg up and down the floor. Fortunately, St. Patrick's gym, Steiny, goes about 58 by 28. It's a tiny
Perfect.
Little gym.
Ooh,
but
boy.
Yeah.
You toughed
Tommy,
it out.
Tommy was over there giggling in the corner. And we'll see Tommy in 15 years when you're my age or 20. I love the young people. Yeah, but yeah. The hamstring is nothing to play with.
No, you're right.
That's
about
big
that.
News.
No, you're stuff. Right. You're right.
And I would love to come down Harden's road because he's one of my least favorite superstars in all of sports. But, you know, the hammy must be respected.
Fair enough. Let's try to give away some money. All right, time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word LINE, L-I-N-E, to 72881. That's LINE, L-I-N-E, to 72881. Brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. Yeah,
like a line change, yeah.
Like and okay, so here's the connection I want to draw. Or you tell me if there's a connection, and if so, how important is it? Is it because of social media? And here's why I ask that. Because I'm looking online, and you would think Giannis Antetokounmpo is one of the worst players in the NBA. He stinks if you go online. Paul George, he's soft if you go online. Ben Simmons, he stinks because he can't shoot, even though he does 9 out of 10 things great on a basketball court. Do these guys want to step back from competing and putting it all on the line? And you know what? Because here's what competing does, I think. It makes you vulnerable. Because if you lose, you are gonna bring on a hailstorm of criticism. Has the criticism become so great that it almost makes sense that players, in a way, don't want, quote-unquote, the smoke, if you will?
Yes, it makes perfect sense because the essence of competing is that you care. If you want to win, it's showing that you care. And if you really want a job and you go through two interviews and you get a call back and you want the job and you don't get it, you're hurt. Or if you have a girlfriend and she breaks up with you, you cared and you lost it. It hurts. And if you're an athlete and you want the chip and, you know, if you're Giannis and let's just say that they fall short in 7 games for whatever reason, maybe it's no Harden, no Kyrie, and KD does just enough and Milwaukee, quote unquote, choked again. Well, that hurts Giannis, even though he should be applauded for putting it all out there and being a 2-time MVP and being one of the 8 best players in our league. Everybody, and it's the audience goo of noise. It used to just be, you know, maybe one columnist or two reporters, but now it's millions of people instantaneously crushing people.
And I hadn't thought of this in giving these athletes, today's athletes, props, because Steiny, you bring it to the forefront. And I, again, I'm on record as saying what you're talking about, the process of ducking and running, has killed the sport to me, boxing. But I guess where I'm going is, if the Niners play the Rams, at what point? There is no wiggle room for a player to run from that smoke. If Giannis is playing, you know, he's taking on KD tonight, if it's not a regular season game, there is nowhere to run or hide. Like, you have to face that. But where I'm going is, I've never sat back to think about what these guys go through when they mess up. And I'm a part of it. I mean, Twitter, social media, and I'm sad to say this, it's real. It's become my news. It's become my friend. I cannot put it down. And if I'm a player, it would bother me. And in the business we're in, guys, hello, newsflash, I get some stuff. Sometimes it's love. Sometimes it's nasty. I might go Kevin Durant and look at the nasty a couple more times to be like, somebody's just pulling my chain, or they could feel that way. But where I'm going is, what's the fix, Dibs? There is no – you got to face the music.
Well, you don't have to face the music, and that's the fix. Is if I were Kevin Durant, for example, I would not be on Twitter. I would not have a burner account. I would not have a Facebook. I would not have an IG. I would let my people and, you know, Rich Kleiman, his agent, who is a great agent and a great friend, I would have Rich handle all of my business. You know, tweet out when I'm doing something that is going to help the general people, or, you know, some sort of philanthropy, go ahead and tweet that out. But otherwise, I would stay off of Twitter.
Get off of Twitter.
Where's the fun at for Durant, though, Dibs? On a good day, Steiny, it is a good vessel. Like, I'm not really friends with Bob Costas. I'm just using, but I don't know why that name came up. But if I follow him, it's like I'm friends with him. It's like I'm watching the game with him. Whatever. It's like I'm walking down life's avenue with the guys that I really technically don't know. But when you share what you're doing every other second, you feel a part of it. So, Dibs, where I'm going is, Durant is not robotic to not want to exercise the pleasures of social media.
But you brought up Bob Costas, and I'm glad you did, because if I threw out the name Bob Costas to the under 30-year-old set, the first thing that they're going to think of is pink eye. And that was a phenomenon that happened at the Olympics, where he had pink eye, and that became viral, pun intended. And that's where, you know, forget all the greatness he's done, 30 years of work and all of the great broadcasting he's done, there's a generation that only knows him from that meme where his poor eye was blown up and red, redder than my hair back in the mid-80s. And that's where social media, if you're KD, if that's really where you're getting your reaffirmation and your fulfillment, you're in the wrong place, Gool.
But here's the other thing. This is why, to me, it's unsolvable. Because you say, well, the athletes today are softer. They're soft. Okay. But what about the fact that social media is too vicious? If I say, you know what? Social media is just too vicious. Guess what? I'm soft because I, among others, can't deal with social media and the negativity.
S-O-F-T.
So it's a joke. I mean, I was behind on the Hawks game last night, and I went on Twitter, and of course I saw tweets. I would have thought the Hawks were down 72 points in the second quarter. I would have thought Trae Young had 14 turnovers in less than two quarters. I turned the game on. They're down 13 at half. They make her. It's like Giannis stinks. Giannis does not stink. He's one of the top 5 or 10 players in the NBA. So Giannis gets criticized beyond belief, but the seventh man doesn't get touched. He doesn't get touched. So Giannis gets more criticism. Why? Because he's the fifth best superstar on a team in the NBA? What about if you're a seventh man and you're the 30th best seventh man in a 30-team league? To me, you should get killed. You should get absolutely ripped. But you know what? Nobody will hit that guy. Nobody will hit that guy. You just hit the greatest of the greatest athletes.
And it's the immediacy, too, Steiny, of it. Because back in the day, back in our day, when you had a game, there was an article that came out in the newspaper. And after the newspaper was read, then you may have people react to that and call into sports talk radio in its infancy. And then that would be about it. But now, in real time, you can just crush a guy and it gets retweeted. And then it becomes an absolute chorus of sentiment in the same direction. And it becomes a thing. And by the time the player gets done with his game and he, you know, maybe you lose 131-129 and you had 41, but you missed a wide open bunny to win it. And now you go on Twitter and you're a choker and all this other stuff.
Right.
It's like, I just went for 41 in a pivotal game five. I left it all out there. I played 51 minutes in overtime and all of these faceless nobodies are coming at me, but becomes a collective. You know, if there's 5,000 people tweeting the same thing, it becomes a louder voice.
888-957-9570 if you want to jump in to the conversation. And I use this example a lot. Back in the 80s, the Bird and Dominique Wilkins duel in the fourth quarter. If you don't know what I'm talking about, essentially the Celtics were playing the Atlanta Hawks in a game seven. And it was one of the greatest displays of individual basketball of all time. Bird and Dominique Wilkins both had 20-plus points in the fourth quarter of a game. The Celtics ended up winning the game. Dominique Wilkins was sensational. And, you know, with hindsight, with 2020, you now look back at Dominique Wilkins, and I'll say it again, he was a champion in defeat. What he did that day earned him more respect than any slam dunk title he won, than any playoff series he won, than anything he accomplished in his career, because what he did was absolutely phenomenal. He lost, but he got beat by somebody who was a sliver better that day. And instead of just tipping your hat to Celtics and Larry Bird, if that game had happened yesterday, well, Wilkins can't get it done. Wilkins doesn't win a title. Wilkins is obviously not one of the greatest because he never won a championship. Well, you tell me when the Atlanta Hawks ever had the best team in the NBA when Dominique Wilkins was playing for him. They never had the best team. And I just think it just is something that and so guys hear it enough. They get ripped for losing enough. And it does make them, I think, want to take the route of, oh, you know what? I don't even care. Just how do I win to get everybody off my back?
Now, I gotta defend Twitter in this example, Stoney, the Dominique Wilkins one, because I find a lot of parallels, Dibs, to 2 weeks ago, your tweet. I remember what you said on this program when Dame Lillard at Denver, they lost a big game, but it was hero ball, and Twitter acted like he won the game to the point where I came in and shared with you the next morning. I said, what's going on? Dame got so much flowers, but they lost a game, but they appreciated, I felt like, guys, they appreciated that effort. And Dibs, what did you share with us? I went to bed, guys. I woke up, looked at Twitter. I would have thought Portland won with the reaction. So in that sense, Dame was Dominique, but they did give him his credit for a losing effort, but being spectacular.
Yes, credit, but then the next day the narrative was, where is he going to go? Because he can't win in Portland, and you know he's got to go, and he's got to leave, and all this. We did a whole show on Dame, should I stay or should I go? Shout out The Clash and Dame Lillard, but that's really where we are now, where it's not enough for Dame to just be a great player. Like Dominique in this day and age, there's no way he plays 15 years with the Hawks. He plays 5 or 6. He runs up against Bird, and then the bad boy Pistons, you know, come up, and he goes somewhere else to join a quote, super team, because nowadays, the narrative is, if you're not a part of a championship team, then you're not doing it right, and you're less of a star.
Exactly, exactly. Scott's in Oakland. Hey, Scott, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just think this whole conversation is avoidable. You just, if you can't take the heat, you can't take the criticism, why bother going on social media and going down the rabbit hole of you can't win a ring, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's just, this is a pointless conversation in my mind. You just don't go on Twitter. You don't go on these social media apps that drive you crazy.
What about television? What about reading?
Stay off of it.
What about radio?
That's a perfect example. Kawhi Leonard dunked on Derek Favors yesterday and social media went crazy and a reporter asked him, hey, did you see the reaction that you got after that dunk? And he said, no, I don't go on Twitter. You just don't go on these things if you're a pro athlete.
Well, thanks for the call. I think that's that is one way to deal with it. But you know what? That doesn't solve the problem. That doesn't solve the problem. And this is where, you know, fans in my mind get a bad rap. And they deserve to get a bad rap because everybody wants to form an opinion in 5 seconds. Everybody wants somebody's legacy to be last night's game. It's like players need 10 years to develop a reputation or a legacy. And to me, you know, it's all about, well, what you did last night is really all that matters. It's all that matters. Oh, by the way, you know, it's like I almost wanted to come in today and say, all right, who stinks today? Well, Joel Embiid stinks today. He's awful. I know he was one of the best big men in the league 2 days ago, but he stinks. He choked.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Couldn't get it done in Atlanta. Oh, Rudy Gobert, too. He stinks. Today, Rudy Gobert stinks.
Derek Favors. I mean, Derek Favors got victimized. I hope somebody gave him the victims, the Dunkers Victims Hotline, DVH, not DVC, Valley College, but he got victimized, Steiny. He needs help.
That's the other thing. And I remember talking to Adonal Foyle about this. Great shot blocker back in the day for the Warriors. He got dunked on a lot. And I would ask him about it, and he said, you know, it kind of sucks to get dunked on, but that's my job, to try to stop a block. And you know what? I stop half of them, but you know what? Everybody's going to laugh at a Donald Foyle. Everybody's going to laugh at Derek Favors. So then you know what happens?
Colgate.
Then you know what happens? They compete less. Now let's let a dunk go, because I don't want to contest a dunk where I may get dunked on and I'm going to be a laughing stock. So but is it the players? Is it the players who are too soft, or is it the fans who don't know a damn thing and are just looking for the stupidest, most trivial thing to make important? Well, I mean, I know it's both.
Well,
but
hold on.
I don't think it's solvable.
Stani, that dunk deserved. You try that in the driveway when you're young. Take somebody's
hoop.
Soul. I mean, yeah, that's what you dream of.
What do you mean? And I'm gonna take somebody's soul.
Have you ever dunked on anybody,
past?
Stani? Have you
Guru.
Dunked on anybody?
Guru.
I'm asking
if Derek Favors
Guru.
Was a cat, he'd be down
do
to eight lives.
Do you know that feeling,
right,
Stani? Do you
Guru.
Know that feeling?
I'm not even going to answer that because you know the answer. The point is this, is getting dunked on now is apparently such a calamity that you don't even want to try to block a shot. It didn't used to be that way. It was a play in a game. It was a highlight. Julius Erving was a great dunker. He dunked on somebody. We move on. Okay, great
but
dunk.
Why not reward the victor? Stani, who cares about a Donald Foyle and what he thinks after he got bodied? Last night, that was art. It was poetry in motion. Mm. Fans were in a
one
swimming
play.
Pool of
one
the dunk.
Play.
Why
one
are you
play.
Mad that everybody enjoyed
one
the dunk?
Play.
That's all I'm asking. It was athleticism at its highest.
It was a Kawhi
what people
haiku.
Dream of.
It
That's
was
all
poetry.
I'm saying, Stani.
It was a song.
Not, Favors ain't going to say I'm not trying to block
face.
Another
it was
dunk.
Right there.
It's not.
It was absolutely. Absolute savagery. And I want to ask you guys,
right?
Which one would you least want as a professional athlete? Getting dunked on, giving up a walk-off home run, or getting beat deep for an 80-yard touchdown pass? 888-957-9570. Which one would hurt the most? Stani, put aside your anger and your disagreement with Guru.
It has nothing to do with Kawhi Leonard and celebrating the
right.
dunk.
Okay.
It has to do with people making an ass out of Derek Favors to the point where it's so critical and so nasty and so vicious that you don't. I'll tell you right now, Favors won't try. Why
you
should Favors
so,
even
Stani?
Try?
Favors won't shy away. He's stronger
crazy.
Than
yeah,
that.
I'm if with you think guys don't want to get dunked on yeah. now, you're not watching
of
the same NBA.
Of course they don't, but it doesn't yeah. mean not it's going to affect the way they go about playing defense.
These
Guru,
are dogs, Stani.
Guru,
yeah,
which
please.
Of the three would you least
please.
Want on your athletic
the worst
resume?
One ever to me of the three, and they're all, you know, you don't want to be in there getting beat deep. Because when you get beat deep on a football field and you got that helmet and you're cops and robbers chasing the guy, it's like they don't know what happened during the play. It looks like you just aired. But I've been dunked on, Stani, and ooh. I ain't no NBA player. I take pride in it. Man, I'm up there. You can't stand the heat in the kitchen. Get out. But I saw social media giving Kawhi, sorry, Dibs, his
you're
flowers.
Missing
not
my
saying,
point, Goo. You're missing.
Why,
it's not about
why are
Kawhi
you caping up for
praise.
Favors? Who said Favors is a bum? They were
everybody.
Appreciating the play.
Everybody. What? He gets
who's
laughed
everybody?
At.
No. Stani
okay. When Steph Curry put Chris Paul on his ass,
that's
how many
different.
People made. Okay. What do you mean it's different? Getting dunked on and getting spun around and breaking somebody's ankles?
The
it's
new like, dunk on Stani is getting your ankles broke. That's where people.
It's the same,
ooh,
my point
and they
is
missed
it's
a
the
shot.
Same thing. It's the same thing. And my point is, you know what? People to this day still make a horse's ass out of Chris Paul, and look at him. He's the best point guard remaining in the NBA playoffs right now, or one of the best. He's just led the Phoenix Suns to the Western Conference Finals. But you know what? Steph Curry made him look like a dork. It's like, yeah, that's one play. One
but he
play.
Didn't shy away from playing D. Moving forward, Stani, Chris Paul.
My point is other players not as mentally strong as him will then begin to curl up, shy away from the challenge, not want to take. What? You know what? You know what's funny? We're talking about the Bucks and the Nets. You know what?
Right.
Here's one thing I thought. You know what? Bucks have a shot. They got Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Boy,
right.
Antetokounmpo could try to guard Kevin Durant. You know what? Chris Middleton theoretically could match up with James Harden. You know what? Drew Holiday could actually guard Kyrie Irving. We're going to see matchups. You know what? We don't see any of that. We see none of that. We see everybody switching. We see players who don't want to take on that kind of challenge. We see coaches who let them off the hook. And we see – and you know the reason why, I think? The reason why is because the stakes are too high for the player who comes out on the short end. And is it soft? You can call it soft. Or you can say – people on social media are so vicious that they're impacting the way guys play the game because they're emphasizing the things that aren't the most important part of the game. 888-957-9570. Competition. Say sayonara to it because we're in the middle of a long goodbye. 888-957-9570. Be right back to talk more about it.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
Seven to shoot. Kawhi makes his move. Oh!
Oh, wow!
A major Kawhi light!
Oh, my goodness.
Put a frame on that poster!
Kawhi Leonard over Derek Favors. That play notwithstanding, here's how I'll start this argument. If you think NBA players don't go out of their way at times to avoid getting posterized, you're crazy. You're crazy. If you think that players don't make a judgment of whether they can block a shot or get posterized, I don't know what you're watching. That's
well,
how
cares?
I start this.
What's the point? I mean, it's the same
my point,
as a defensive back.
You're going to ask me my point. Let me finish my point. My point is that for some reason, you attempt to block a shot and you don't block it. Apparently, you get criticized to such a degree, you get made fun of to such a degree that, you know what? It's not worth it to try to stop a dunk anymore. And that is that lessens competition in sports.
I'm just blown away, Stani, that unless you got some information you can share with us or guys you've interviewed, I know one in our own backyard that doesn't shy away nor would give a damn if he got dunked on, and that's Draymond Green. And where I'm going, Stani, is I feel like you're putting yourself in these players' uniforms saying they shy away from trying to block a dunk. Dude, Mutombo, Oakley, Ewing, all the greatest have got dunked on.
You're going back 20 years. You just made my point. Thank you. We're going to do last night in our league, guys, in about 2 or 3 minutes. I'm going to take one call just so.
Yeah, before you take a call, maybe I could actually weigh in on my point after you talk block me. And it's the same thing.
Dibs.
Yeah, as in football, when a guy gets beat in a deep route and he commits a PI to avoid the ignominy of getting beat deep. Or if you're pitching to a guy and you pitch around him because you don't want to give up a home run. So it's not that much of a basketball curiosity or a basketball anomaly as you think.
You guys don't think guys try to avoid getting posterized?
No.
Guru. Oh, my gosh.
I'm blown away.
Let me ask you this. What do you call a business decision then? When you go, we made a business decision. What does that mean?
Well, that's when it's too late and you know you're not going to – the dunk is going to happen.
Okay.
But, Steiny, where I'm going is,
that's
real quick before you take the call, what's blowing me away is you're giving a voice to the dunked on as if their life has changed or they got to wear a paper bag. I'm looking over social media last night and it was all about the dunk and it happened to be Favors. But for you to say that's going to alter his trying to stop Dibs from dunking, that's heavy.
We see it all the time. We see all guys all the time not challenging a shot because of what may occur. Let's go to Marcus in Oakland real quick. Then we'll get to a bunch of other calls after last night in our league. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Steiny, I usually rock with you, man, but I think with this Favors, you're off, man. If Favors won't go up to challenge another dunk because he just got dunked on, then he's soft. I say his job is to jump and try to block the shot. Now, a business decision is if you're 6'4", 6'5", and LeBron is already in the air and you have no chance of blocking the dunk, but then you move out the way and let the dunk happen. That's a business decision, but that's just also smart because you're not going to even have a chance of blocking the shot. I feel like sports, to say favors, and going back to what Guru said, have you ever dunked on somebody at a playground in Oakland basketball sports? If somebody gets dunked on, somebody gets crossed over, we're celebrating the dunk. We're getting on the guys who got dunked on head, and we move on to the next play. It's all love. It's part of sports. Trash talk. It's part of the game. It's what we grew up doing.
Okay.
If you can't take it, then you don't belong on the court.
Okay, well, let's take it to the next step. Maybe these guys can't take it. They can't take it.
But, Steiny, I've known you for 3 years, and we've never even off the air had a conversation about you feeling this way, about people getting dunked on or embarrassed to where it would alter what they do moving forward as an athlete.
One example. The other examples would be players hugging and kissing before and after games. The other it's all part of a lot of things that are under one umbrella. It's one specific thing. Just like LaMelo Ball didn't want to work out for teams if he had to go up against another player. What's the difference? You could shake your head, Dibs. It'd be nice if you could weigh in.
I was waiting for you to throw it to last night in our league, which is what we traditionally do.
Why don't
here.
You do it? You throw it.
Let's do it. It's the Wild Wild West, gentlemen. Baseball. Giants still in there, leading the division, doing big things. But elsewhere, the rivals keeping pace with the Dodgers, managing just 3 hits, but they were able to beat the Phillies.
High fly ball to left center field. Will Smith puts the Dodgers in front. First hit of the game for the Dodgers is Will Smith's 7th home run. And just like that, they lead 2-1.
Chris Taylor, a homer, as well. Joe Davis from Spectrum Sports, Los Angeles. The Giants with a win, Goo, but the Dodgers able to keep pace.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about baseball, there's more than one way to skin a cat. 3 hits, but yet you get the W. Still right up on the Giants' tail, Steiny, 1 game back.
Yeah, and the Phillies guys coming into town next after they get done with the Dodgers. Ideally, they take a game or two from L.A., and then they come to San Francisco and get swept.
Yeah, sitting 4 back of the Mets right now. The Phillies are in the NL East. Game number 2, Gomber pitches the Rockies past the Padres.
Popped up, playable. Hampson calling for it. He's got it. The Rockies win it 3-2. Austin Gomber, 8 marvelous innings.
Drew Goodman, AT&T Sportsnet. Gomber's ERA dips to 3.54. He continues to pitch very well at Coors Field. The Rockies terrible on the road, Goo, but pretty solid in Denver.
Yeah, I'll say this. I keep talking bad about them, but that at loss, and if they keep playing around, they're 4 back of the Giants now, Steiny. They may have too much ground to catch up. You keep doing, keep playing around with these bum teams.
I may be starting to come around to your way of thinking. The Padres only have 2 guys who can hit, Goo. You might be right about that.
Yeah, Padres with the struggle there as they slip a little bit further down. Yeah, in the NL West. Joe Namath struggling. They're now 4 back and 3 back of the Dodgers in second place. And now the Padres, a team looking up at the second wild card, which right now is the Cubs and or the Brewers, depending on who shakes out of that tie. We go to the AL West as we look at last night in our league, and the A's haunt the Halos.
That's a fair ball. Rolling down to the corner. Murph with those catcher's legs. He's going to wheel around third, and look at him go. Murphy scores from first. It's 8-1.
Also had a 2-run homer, and Mitch Moreland, his 1,000th hit in the A's victory, a 5-8-5. Of course, that was Glenn Kuiper, Ray Fossey, NBC Sports, California. Goo, don't look now, but the A's with a 2.5 game lead on the Astros.
Yeah, and a throwing Samoan, only giving up 1 run. That game meant something to me. I'll let you know why at 118, Steiny, but we've seen this with the A's now. It's not a shock or a surprise. They're a factor, and now they're hitting their groove.
Scary moment last night with Chad Pinder, too. He got hit. He turned his head. His helmet started to fly off. He got hit right in the back of the head. But apparently, he's okay, and he didn't get put in concussion protocol. So good news there.
Yeah, something to monitor, though. That was a very scary scene where you naturally turn away from a ball getting thrown toward your head, and instead of hitting the helmet, it hits square on the back of his head. Game number four, the Mariners tweak the Twins.
Slugged out to center field. Gordon can't make the catch, and it is over the wall and a home run. Jake Bowers, first in a Mariners uniform, gives the Mariners the lead in the bottom of the eighth.
4-3, the final. Aaron Goldsmith on Root Sports with the call. We mentioned the Mariners because they're kind of lurking in that AL West. They're two below. They're eight back, Goo, but it feels like the Mariners still have a run in them.
And I used to disrespect them at every turn, but when you watch them play, and I do, fellas, if I put some chicken on them, they play hard. And you're right, Dibs, only eight back. You still got action, Steiny.
They do, but don't they have a history of the not only the June swoon,
they're
but
the Mariners.
The summer plunge. They also have the summer plunge.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Under their belt. There it is. All right, that's it. 707, Steiny, we still talk about Pippen's dunk on Ewing. The Jordan finger wave, I don't get the point of your argument. Okay, let me try to use that as an example. Pippen dunks on Ewing, all right? It happens.
Pushes him.
But there's no social media back then. So Pippen really doesn't have any idea about the reaction. I'm sorry, Ewing doesn't really have any idea about the reaction. In today's day and age, I think Patrick Ewing, I shouldn't use Ewing because he's tough, but the point is that a guy like Patrick Ewing who tries to stop a block gets so much heat and he gets so much ridicule that he absolutely will play less ferocious because it's not worth it. It's not worth it to him. Now, my point is that because the athletes are too soft nowadays? Well, I don't know, because Michael Jordan and those guys did not have to deal with social media. But if, like, Guru, you admitted it yourself, guys are using social media at halftime of games. So clearly they are impacted by what fans are saying.
But also, Steiny, they're the elite of the elite. And if I've ever referred to any pro player as a bum, even the last man on any sport, on any bench, it was for the sake of having fun. Because in totality, I know that wherever they're from, they were badass. I know what it takes to make the leagues. And what I'm saying, Steiny, is these guys are the elite. If Favors gets dunked on, it probably was the 50th time he got dunked on. I don't think he was sitting at home in a dark room like, how am I going to show my face at the store? And that's why I'm surprised that you think that it goes to that extent to where the guys would be like Chris Paul, who got crossed over. You think he wasn't trying to go with other players with handles? No. And maybe that's the world I live in, Dibs, but I'll never sign off on thinking these players are taking the highlights to shame to the degree that they won't go jump in again.
And if they are, then they need to find other ways to get feedback on what they're doing. If you have, for example, the text line, I don't read the text line because it doesn't fill me up. There's more negative damage to my psyche than there is positive reinforcement. So I haven't looked at the text line in 4 years. It's my choice. It's how I approach my job, my craft. And if I'm in the NBA and I'm Derek Favors and I get dunked on and it's a highlight, I'm not watching the highlight. And if it keeps me from trying to protect the rim again, well, that's on me as a professional for not doing my job and allowing the outside noise to take away from what I'm trying to do.
Here's the other thing I was just thinking about is, you know, when you talk about back in the day and guys competing, you know, you remember Michael Jordan, you know, his matchups with Reggie Miller. Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman. I remember once the Knicks were playing the Bulls and Mark Jackson was giving the Bulls problems. They put Scottie Pippen on him.
Yeah, right.
I remember Chris Mullin telling me Scottie Pippen gave him fits because of his length. Why do we not see those kind of matchups anymore? And why do coaches and players facilitate that lack of
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.